Your perfection is getting in the way of you making things. Your desire of needing to make something good or perfect is stopping you from creating at all. I remember I had a mentor tell me that I had really high taste, but my skill level was low. It was his way of saying, hey, you should keep going on this journey because you have vision. You have an amazing imagination. You have dreams and goals, but you need to work a lot harder and maybe for a lot longer so that your skill set catches up to your taste. And that's the problem. There's a gap. There's a gap of our ability to create the thing that we're envisioning in our minds, right? We have this beautiful idea of what we want to make. And what happens to a lot of people is that that gap feels so big, they just don't create at all. They're like, I'm never going to get there. Or it's going to take too long to get there. Or they kind of misjudge how big that gap is for them. And at the end of the day, all of us have a gap between skill and taste. Everyone is a beginner at some point, every single person. Yes, of course, some people have talent or they have some special quality about them. But you could say that about every single human being because we're all here as a human. And humans are the only animal capable of conjuring something from their mind into the world. Did you know that? We are the only animal to have an imagination. When I found out this information, it totally changed my mind what a gift my imagination really is. And that there is perhaps a reason that humans were given imagination. Don't discount that that is a quality that's special and that each one of us has that. And each one of us was given different energy and archetypes and challenges and situations that allow us to shape our imagination in a certain way that makes you unique from me, that makes all of us different. There could be like a million things stopping you from being a creator or an artist or an entrepreneur. Or whatever the dream is, okay? There's a million things stopping you. But I really believe perfection gets in the way for most of us. Let's take an artist who paints. You might have a vision of what you want to end up on the page, but you know that it might take time to get there. You're going to have to learn certain skills, and you're going to have to try out different techniques and experiment and be open to not having it look good on your first try. We have to be so okay with trying and failing, quote unquote failing, just over and over and over again. Here's the funny part too. You want to decrease the gap between your taste and your skill, but the only way to do that is by doing. You have to keep trying. You have to keep iterating. You have to experiment. Definitely don't want this to be, just do more and you'll be a better artist, because I think it's aligned, consistent action that carries us forward. Burnout culture, this hustle culture, just do more reps, it doesn't really work. If you were in the gym and you wanted stronger arms, but you were just working on your butt, you might be doing more reps, but how's that helping your arms, right? It's the same idea with whatever you're calling in to your life right now. Okay, what are the reps? What are the things? What are the actions? What are the beliefs? What's the healing that I need to call in to see that come to life? If you have a vision, how can you start working backwards and see the consistent things I need to be doing to see that vision realized? And perfection isn't going to be on that list. This is where the test comes in. This is where I think we become tested to see if we really have the resilience behind what we're doing, if we really believe in the mission or the story or whatever the art we're creating. And art is a blanket term for anything, right? Anything that you're creating in your life. Whatever the mission or vision behind that, do you really believe in it to be creating all of the time, even though you know it's not yet at the full expression? Every single successful person can show you the work they did in the early days and you would laugh, because you would see how young they were in their expression, right? Because over time, the more and more work we do, the more we create, we mature, we become wiser, we become more embodied. We become the artist that can hold that grand vision that we see in our minds through the doing, through the action, through the experimenting, through the failures. We embody and become that vision. You're also going to have to get over sharing and creating art that's not up to maybe your standards in the beginning. And know that in the process, that's when more of the pieces fall together. That's when it starts making sense. It might not make sense to other people. Other people might judge you, be like, that's weird or that's not good yet. I think the people that make it, when I say make it, whatever that is to them, when they accomplish their dream, when they are living in their purpose, when they're empowered with what they're creating, when they're really living that way, they do not give a fuck what people are thinking about them. And if they do, they're going to feel very unfulfilled and they will burn out. This is where perfection and judgment and seeing if other people are going to love what you make go hand in hand. If you are creating to be received in a certain way, if you're making stuff to be liked or loved, if you're not making stuff because you'll be judged, believe me, that is interfering with your full essence and potentiality of the artist and creator you can be in this life. You cannot look at yourself through the lens of other people all the time because you're constantly going to feel the pressure of, am I doing it right? Is it good enough for them? Are they going to like it? And then when they don't like it, when you don't get the feedback you want, you will be defeated and you will feel pushback. When you really accept and love who you are and you believe in your voice and in your message and you trust that your art will evolve and it will grow and it will change and it will get better, right? So when you really bring all of that together, your art, your creation, your vision is going to fulfill you because you know you're in alignment. And if people don't get it, it might sting, of course. We're human beings. We want connection. We want to feel seen. We want to feel understood. But if you're constantly searching for that outside of yourself, it's never going to be enough. It just never, ever will. You have to find that in yourself. And that is when it will really resonate with your community. They're going to see your authenticity. Because people are smart. They know when something is being marketed to them, or they know when something is made for them without your full essence in it. And it's going to feel very shallow. So the moment you really connect with who you are at a core level, and you this road of creating, and that it's never, ever, ever going to be perfect, that perfection is a lie. It's a myth. And that if you trust that over time you will get better and develop yourself as an artist, then that's when everything starts to become fun. And you start creating from a place of hope. You become passionate about what you're doing, so there's less stress. And momentum starts to build. And when you have this momentum in your artistry and your creation and your business, whatever it is, you're going to have more ideas. You're going to get into flow. And you're going to feel better because humans were wired for this type of momentum. Neuroscience says that flow can be really stabilizing for the nervous system. So when we look at, oh, I'm constantly stressed out, I'm constantly anxious, one way to counteract that is to get into flow. And part of flow is doing something you love and really tuning out the distractions. I invite you today to be imperfect, to share before it's done, to not edit until it is done, okay? So don't edit while you're creating. That doesn't work. Those are two different processes. You can create something and then edit it later. I invite you to embrace the possibility that it is through your imperfection that your art will have impact, that it's through you imperfectly showing up that that's where the magic is, and that's where you're going to discover your unique point of view only you can have in this lifetime. And for that, there's nothing greater than that feeling of knowing, oh, this is my art. This is my vision. This is my creation. now more than ever, we need you to be imperfect and to share with the world.